With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Attorney General Todd Blanche says the gunman who tried to breach the ballroom at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night is believed to have been targeting President Trump and other members of his administration. He was stopped, but not before shooting a Secret Service man. Afterwards, the president had this to say.
The man has been captured. They're going to his apartment. I guess he lives in California. And he's a sick person, a very sick person.
Indeed, the man is from California. He took the train to Chicago and then down to Washington and checked into the hotel where the event was going to take place. The Secret Service agent who was shot was wearing body armor, and officials say he did not suffer any life-threatening injuries. In fact, he has been released today from the hospital. There's been a leadership shakeup at the company that runs President Trump's social media platform. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former California Congressman Devin Nunes has been removed as CEO of Trump Media and Technology. He's being replaced temporarily by digital media executive Kevin McGurn. The company, which owns Truth Social, didn't give a reason for Nunes leaving. However, its stock has collapsed in the last year. The stock is down more than 60% since Donald Trump was re-elected president in November 2024, wiping out more than $6 billion in investor wealth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Syria has opened its first public trial of officials linked to former President Bashar Assad. Atef Najib, a former Army Brigadier General, appeared in court today. He faces charges related to, quote, crimes against the Syrian people, according to state-run news. Najib was head of the political security branch in Daraa in 2011 when teenagers were arrested and tortured. This is SRN News. The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Mayako Babe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, John Green's boarding school narrative, Looking for Alaska, and Jennifer Armentrout's paranormal romance, Storm and Fury. Parents all across the country have been taking a closer look at the books their children are being given. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. The Justice Department says the civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the same extremism that it claims to be fighting. The SPLC denies all the charges. This is SRN News. Every new school bus in America might soon have a life-saving device.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 26th. It's the 116th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1986. In the worst nuclear disaster in history, an explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine caused radioactive fallout to begin spewing into the atmosphere. Dozens died immediately, thousands later. This is SRN News.